Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ostroff is here. Jim's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, an organization that I've been telling you about now for a long time, more than 10 years. We've been doing, we've been talking to Kiplinger and getting their information making it available to you, and it's been a great partnership, a great friendship, a great relationship, and Jim is a very important part of that. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim. The politics, what else could be on the top of our, on the tip of our tongues these days other than politics, Jim? I mean, we got, in the next 2 weeks, we got politics like you could cut it with a knife, right?
Oh, absolutely. What with, you know, certainly all of the, both of the conventions, with, you know, and deep choices waiting in the balance the next few days, and certainly then everything revs up, you know, and you know, it's going to be nonstop campaign right to the finish.
I haven't paid any attention really to the polls up until now, because they really were, the polls are really meaningless to me until each one of the candidates choose a vice president and really make their declaration of what they're all about. And people have to, people know that we're only a couple of months away from the election, you know, by September, and people have to start forming their opinions. I think that polls are, at least to somebody like me, they're kind of irrelevant until right after the conventions. What do you think?
Absolutely. By and large, people, you know, people who've been through this know how intense it is and other things. And I think even for no other reason, they don't really want to focus right now. It's too early. And so they wait and hold back. And I got to say, the other thing is, you know, we talk about in the letter, no matter how scientific and no matter how many sort of checks and balances are put in, polls can be off. Polls can be off. You know, people many times, in fact, with this or even consumer research, even subconsciously, many, many people do end up telling pollsters what they think the pollsters want to hear.
It's called a lie, Jim.
That's it. Let's call it by saying.
You know, when you and I were growing up, and up until maybe 10 years ago, I never heard this term. But now they're using the term people lying to pollsters, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and I just think on that it's being, you know, just looking to cue it in on election and polling and all, but it's the same thing even in consumer research. I mean, it really is where billions and billions often is at stake. That's how we got the McLean hamburger, because you know, and what I'm saying, in any event, it's way early here, and if nothing else, of course, as you get closer, both of the candidates, you know, pull out all the stops. They do more, and they'll say or do things that may make a positive difference. Or, you know, of course, that's it. People always looking. Will they slip up?
You know, right.
And so, Jim,
one of the things you guys pointed out in the letter this week, which I think is really important to point out, and that is that to disregard national polls, because the elections aren't won on a national level, are they?
No, it's state level, you know, one by one, because we still certainly have the Electoral College, and, you know, as we note here, a surprising number of states are up for grabs, whether it be Pennsylvania, Florida, Missouri, Ohio, it goes on, and, of course, you know, whoever, it's winner take all, and whoever wins that vote gets the electoral vote.
Well, just like we know Wyoming is not going to go Democrat.
It probably won't.
We know Vermont is not going to go Republican.
Probably,
you know,
not.
But what matters, we got these states called the battleground states, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Tell us what some of the battleground states are.
I mean, you know, for instance, all of these are up for grabs: Florida, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Ohio, Michigan, New Mexico, Colorado, and there may be a few others.
What's interesting in all that, Jim, right, is that New Mexico and Colorado have not been swing states or battleground states in the past. They've come into play for the Democrats, haven't they?
They have now. And
you know why Colorado? You know why Colorado has, don't you?
Why is that?
All those Californians that moved to Colorado.
Colorado.
I mean, seriously, I only somewhat have my tongue in my cheek, folks. And we have several stations out in the Rockies, so a lot of people in Colorado listening. But seriously, over the last 5 or 6 years, we've reported on this show with Kiplinger, with you or one of your folks, that when the business climate got bad in California, people moved from California to Colorado where the business climate was better. But it's been interesting to me, as that has happened, to see how Colorado has become more of a blue state.
Oh, right. Yeah, it has. And there are a number of places. Even, for instance, in Virginia, here.
That's another state like that.
Well,
yeah.
It is. And that's what there are many people, because so many people have moved to Virginia, and particularly we get Northern Virginia.
Virginia.
Right, many people, they say it's like, they want to saw it off, but it's far more democratic and other things, and much population.
Downstate's more Republican, upstate's more Democrat, isn't it?
Right, and, there's a huge concentration of people upstate. So, that has changed, and matter of fact, because I'm a Virginia resident, our former governor, Mark Warner, is giving the Democratic keynote, mainly because they think that Virginia's in play. Where before, that was impossible. Impossible.
Yep. But this is what we've seen in the past when the coverage is on television during the election night. And we see the various states that are being called, et cetera, et cetera. But what's the only thing that's interesting, because that's kind of old news, Jim, thing that's interesting is how some states are may not be as dependable. A couple of things going on. Bob Barr is running as an independent nationally, but Georgia is his state, so he could squirrel the deal for McCain in Georgia, give it to Obama. But I think McCain's appeal to independents could make some blue states in play for him.
That's why this really is such an interesting election.
It's the most interesting, the most momentous, in my opinion. Maybe, I think, actually, the most important election of my lifetime. And that's a long one, folks. It's 20 after. Jim Ostroff is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Says it lasts just as the time bell rings. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul.
So good. I got you.
I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm feeling pretty good, too. Pretty good myself. It's broadcasting live from New York City. We got Jim Ostroff on the line. He's with us out of Washington D.C. Associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. And Jim, politics is on our mind right now. The campaign's coming up, and the real cliffhanger that's kind of on everybody's mind right now, I think the only real drama, in my opinion, that's really going on right now in terms of the election is who are the vice presidents going to be?
The veep stakes. We hear talk that Obama could pick Joe Biden.
Sam Nunn.
I mean,
50% of the electorate doesn't even know who Sam Nunn is. Sam Nunn is a statesman. Sam Nunn is a patriot. Sam Nunn, a Democrat from Georgia, is a great American, that would have been a great president or vice president. Mm-hmm. I don't care, what your political persuasion is. He would have been a great person in the White House. But 50% of the electorate doesn't even know who he is.
Not at all.
He's been out of Washington 20 years, hasn't he?
Well, it's I don't know if it's 20, but it's a while, a good long
A long
while.
time.
Right, and he's certainly not in the news. And,
well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people who've left have at least popped up in the news from time
right.
to time.
No,
nobody even
all.
Knows who he is.
No, not at all. He just is, you know, he's done things, he's done many good things, but he's stayed in the background. And
so that's not going to happen. I don't think Joe Biden's going to happen. I think Joe's got, he's too much of an insider. He's got too much baggage,
I think. He certainly does, and, you know, I think... And I was going to say, you know, there was talk here about Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, but
yeah.
that is very unlikely now that they have Mark Warner, former Virginia governor, making the
right.
keynote address. So probably not that. It may be none of the above. And, you know.
Who knows? But that's where the real drama is. I mean, that's what we're all staying tuned for right
mm-hmm.
now is who are going to
right,
be
right.
the vice presidential picks. And so. Do we know, isn't Obama going to announce, when's he going to announce, this weekend?
I believe it is, yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, and of
right.
course the same thing on McCain's side. We don't know, and typically they try to find somebody who is counterbalancing, right, somehow.
Usually they do.
Some tactical reason like a state governor that could help deliver that battleground state, that
right, right.
that swing
and,
state,
right.
or somebody who has talents that the candidate on the top of the ticket doesn't have, that kind of thing.
Right, and the most classic, of course, was
right.
60, you know, when Kennedy picked Johnson, and the big reason, of course, is they
exactly.
said, he can deliver Texas, you know, and that was it. And
right,
it balanced
exactly.
in different ways.
So what are the big issues that are going to be debated this year in the election, Jim?
The economy,
yeah.
first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, still not really fully back on its feet or on its feet, and you know, some would say, well, that would help Obama because if people are uneasy, sometimes they say, you know, throw the bums out,
mm-hmm.
it's the people in power, you know. But a primary concern in terms of the economy, of course, though, has been energy prices. Now, they've been falling a bit,
right.
but they're still high, and McCain has really been boring in on that. And that will resonate.
This is an interesting thing, Jim.
Yeah.
How the energy price, the price of energy, has been flipped from being something that should have been held against the Republicans to something that's now being held against the Democrats.
Right, right, right.
Tell us why.
Yeah, and I'm saying certainly Republicans trying to jujitsu that, and basically say, you know, it is decades of Democratic acquiescence. Over
yeah.
here, or just lay back and doing nothing. And
they successfully said it's not an economic thing, folks. It's a drilling thing.
Right. And the thing is that it's certainly a bit simplistic to say drilling now, you know, drilling will do it. But it certainly resonates. And the point is that the Republicans can point the Democrats and say, you have blocked drilling. Yes, it will not help this instant, but you have blocked drilling 5 years and 10 years and 20 years ago. If we had done it then, we'd have more supply now. That's the argument. And that may well resonate with people.
Well, Jim, just talking about drilling has and the jawboning that's been going on by the president and by members of Congress and et cetera, just the jawboning. Because most of what's been going on with oil price, the run-up in oil price, has a lot of that has been due to speculation, which is a natural part of the marketplace. People speculating on what future oil prices are going to be.
That's right.
But when we've got jawboning saying we may be drilling, people start backing off on that, and that's exactly why oil prices have come down. That plus the dollar has strengthened.
Well, right, right. And it just, as I was sort of saying, it's in that situation, you don't need to actually do it, but signal
yep.
your intent probably to,
right.
and that affects the thinking of investors, and it
right.
does. And of course, you know, as we said, you know, turnout is going to be very key here.
That's a big one. You guys think that Obama will have the edge if there's a big turnout?
He does in that because he has a lot more registrations of recently, and they've been pushing. But you don't know.
Yeah.
Election day will tell.
We got a lot more to talk about. One of the things I'm going to ask Jim, and I want us to deal with this when we come back, is America ready for a president that's not a white person? We're going to talk about that on the other side of these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jim Ostroff is our guest. Stay with us.
black for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to have you as part of our day. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's our good friend and our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. It's just a lot of good stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Jim Ostroff, we're talking about politics. We're talking about presidential politics. And my question to you is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.